Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. By the way, Major League Baseball is in full swing down here. Don't forget the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays are doing a good, great job here in spring training. And Major League Baseball this year is going to have fans in the stands. Going to have 9,000 fans to start out down there at the stadium in Tampa. So we'll see how that works out. Now, to great radio stations all across America, hello, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And by the way, one of our followers, the 2nd Maintenance Battalion, is over in Iraq, and they're chiming in saying, Captain, we got you on in the mess hall. Well, kudos to you guys, and a big congratulations, and thank you for serving America. That's a unit that's been following me, and I've been following them for a while, the 2nd Maintenance Battalion over there in the Baghdad area. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, as I said. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. Parler as at the Captain's America. And then don't forget that you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And right now we're going to go right to the telephone line, and let's get a hold of Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Do you want to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Kyle, before we get started here, let's go right to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain and Kyle. Good morning. This is Scout from St. Pete.
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. You know, I've been watching a lot of videos on these thousands of people, migrants coming out of, Honduras and breaking barriers and something interesting. And I've watched a bunch where they're caught on our side of the border.
Right.
And they've got 20, 30 people lined up. It's interesting. They have very clean shoes, clean clothes, clean face. I pay attention to their hands. Now, I don't know if they took bus, been staying in hotels, you know, but when you're walking with just a little backpack with maybe some food in it or an extra change of clothes, they're very clean, not matted hair. If you're making, I mean, what, it's estimated it takes them like over a month to get here?
Yeah, 22 days is what it took one group to come from El Salvador to the border.
Yeah, very well kept and looked very healthy. I mean, I don't see any people with dirty faces and dirty clothes. And it's I just found that interesting.
Yeah, well, I can explain some of that. So what else do you want to say? Is that it?
No, that's it, Captain. Thanks.
All right. Okay, well, Kyle, I know what's going on, and so do you. A lot of the churches, American churches and the Catholic Church worldwide, their charities, they've been collecting things. They take them down there. They clean the people up. They give them three hots and a cot, so to speak, get them all cleaned up, give them new clothes, this, that, and the other, before they come across the border. They're not coming across as a bunch of slabs. And, oh, by the way, do you not think the drug cartel is not aware of who's coming across that border?
Well, exactly.
And do you not think they get paid money for those people coming across that border?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I've heard it's as much as $10,000, and the elitists that are coming from these foreign countries get to the head of the line. That's why we've had people from Iran, people from Jordan, people from Somalia, people from Afghanistan make it all the way to Mexico and to the American border and get caught on our side of the fence that just happened to be on the terrorist watch list.
Exactly. Exactly. This truly is a full-blown crisis. And when we consider that the fact that the cartels are involved at all, that should be a major red flag. And, of course, Captain, the human trafficking aspect of this,
right,
and the children aspect of this is horrifying. And the very fact that we can't really see a media, people in the media being able to go down and have real access to be able to show the American people exactly what's going on in some of these places is really something. And the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, I think, he's trying to get access into the convention center there, I believe in Dallas.
Right.
Where they have this.
They won't let him in.
Right. Because all they want, the state officials want to be able to interview some of these minor children that have come in so they can monitor their safety, monitor their well-being. And that's being denied. Again, can you imagine if the Trump administration had...
Yeah, and you left out the big one, the health services from Texas, that they want to make sure that there's not a bunch of COVID-positive people in there.
Well, sure.
And they won't let them do that either.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, in a time when we're trying to get things reopened, we're trying to have people feel safer, the vaccines are starting to make their way out there, but yet you have this huge variable that could literally cause a reinfection.
And they know it. They know it. That's why they're putting these big detention centers near some of the big cities, Dallas, San Francisco, let's see, outside New York, Florida. DeSantis told them, keep your people out of here. There's going to be a confrontation down here where they're going to try to send them here, and DeSantis is going to send them right back because if they haven't, there's no reason to have them here in this state, none whatsoever.
Well, and we hear talk tonight as well, Captain, of the possibility of using a NASA facility, an old NASA facility outside the Bay Area in California to bring migrants to as well.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. You can't make this stuff up, but the Biden administration is intentionally trying to flood the United States. And by the way, you don't think they don't know there's people in there that are COVID positive that are going to bring the variant with them and have all kinds of problems? Oh, yes, they do. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And I am going to take it away. And folks, I'm going to remind you that this segment is being brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that car windshield you got. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, they'll give you $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have the windshield replaced by Auto Glass America and tell me, the captain, sent you. That's the big key. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you're in Florida, you need Florida Comprehensive Insurance, and anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, you get a premium quality windshield, you get a great guarantee, and you get $100 dropped in the palm of your hand at the time that they put the windshield in after you tell them, I sent you, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, their phone number is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right, now, you had something you wanted to say to a comment in the chat room?
That's right, Captain. Yeah, Jeff is listening, and he chimed into the chat
room. And that is Jeff from Sarasota.
That's right, into the captain's group chat room. Mm-hmm. And he writes in, he says, C-19 or COVID-19 is a fraud. He said, if it was such a big deal, why would the Democrats leave the border open? That's a great question. And I think, again, what other conclusion can we possibly come to if we're trying so hard to have social distancing and all these precautions that all Americans have been taking for so long, but yet you have people coming across the border that, as you said, Captain, as well, that they know in some way, shape, or form there's
right.
going to be a certain percentage of COVID-19 positive people.
Right.
And they're not doing anything. Well, I think the only conclusion we can come to is that they think maybe that helps them to keep things shut down.
There you go.
Bingo. That's it. They want complete control over the situation. They want to control everything that's going on. This will give them the opportunity to throw more regulations in there, so they think. But I'm telling you, it's a sham because we gotcha. We know what they're trying to do. So therefore, let's slam the door on them and wake the hell up. And you people out there that are listening to this program, you need to start right here, right now, today, getting involved. You've got to get involved in the process. Join one of your Republican Republican executive committees. Become a member. Start doing what needs to be done. Become a member of a Tea Party group if you've got one. If you don't, how about a Trump Party? You probably got one of them that you don't even know about, but if you do some searching, you'll find out. Or one of the 9-12 groups that are still around and very well, and the freedom groups, too, a lot of those different groups. Join one. Get involved and become part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right, George. All right, Kyle. In Georgia, the spa shooting that killed 8 people, yeah, 3 different spas, apparently was prompted, according to the police, by the suspect's, and I'm using the term loosely, suspect, addiction to sex. This is what the police are saying right now. Although we're hearing, oh, it's a hate crime, a race crime, and it's all about Asians and this and the other. Nope, not necessarily.
Well, that's right. And on yesterday's program, as the news was still very new, as it was still breaking and we were trying to figure out exactly what was happening, it was bandied about in the media that this could be a possible hate crime, anti-Asian crime, which if it was, that would be in and of itself a very horrible thing, to be sure. But Captain, what we understand from the police department there, who arrested this person, they say that he says it was done because of what he called his sexual addiction. And he believed, and again, this is, he seems to be very mentally disturbed, obviously, and evil, to go and kill these women as he did, that he was, believed he was taking away the temptation. He was also on his way, by the way, to another area,
yeah,
where he said he was going to commit more shootings.
Yeah.
So obviously, but what we've heard, and there's been several demonstrations. There was one in my area today talking about how this was specifically targeting people of Asian descent. And so, again, this isn't what we understand at this point, but the investigation's ongoing. We may get something more out of this, information out of the interviews and so forth. But right now it looks like this guy is a terribly disturbed, bad person who did this terrible thing.
What have I said for a while about Afghanistan and what was going to happen there?
That the troops would stay there.
Yeah, and what did we hear yesterday?
Oh, the Biden administration is signaling now that it's going to not to carry through with President Trump's promise to pull the troops out.
No, so no one should be surprised. No one should be excited. And by the way, the same thing is going to happen in Iran.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. And folks, be careful what you wish for. Be careful, what you voted for, okay, what you thought you were voting for. And as I told you, 75% of the country believes we need to have voter ID. That's number one. And number two, 47% of the country says that Joe Biden is not running the show. Somebody else is pulling the strings, while 47% says, no, he's okay. He's doing a good job. That's half the country almost believes he's not doing the job he got elected to do.
Exactly. Now, here was what how the argument went during the Trump years. Trump is going to destabilize the world. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to cause, remember World War III with Iran? That was going to be World War III, Captain. We were supposed to get into at that point. And, of course, we never did. But actually what President Trump did, especially vis-a-vis the Middle East, was to make things more stable. And now here comes the Biden administration, and they will make it less stable, and they have been making it less stable. And they are sending the wrong signals to the world. Half the country thinks that somebody else is really in charge. Imagine what our foes actually think about the American government right now.
Yeah, and let me just point something out here. I'm going to step it up one notch above you. We know that Donald Trump stabilized the world, brought American respect back, had our troops at the epitome of where they should have been, at the top of the pyramid. People afraid to make any moves against us unless they snuck in and did something in the middle of the night with a bomb or whatever. You know, that's called that. That's we call those people chickens when they do stuff like that, because they can't confront you man to man, face to face. They got to sneak in and try to do something dastardly to you. Okay, fine. But here's the deal. Donald Trump did more than any other president of recent history to stabilize America as the superpower in the world, and the Democrats couldn't stand it.
They couldn't stand it because it's diametrically opposed to their worldview, what they believe the place of the United States is, what they think the United States should be, namely that they want to bring in what are literally socialist policies, that somehow all that's being aggrandized these days. It's really something to behold. But the American people are really smarter than that, and this is one of the reasons why Democrat Party elite have to try to erase the Trump presidency, vilify anybody who ever even speaks the name Trump. It's kind of like back in the Egyptian days when they have to go out and chisel out the name of that pharaoh that they didn't like anymore and try to erase them from history. And we've seen this before, thousands of years ago.
Now, we have a situation where, despite objections from GOP lawmakers, the U.S. Navy has reportedly decided against removing a controversial book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, from its approved reading list, part of what they train the Navy now in.
Yeah, that's really something. Republican lawmakers, of course, have been pretty opposed to this idea, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Well, I don't think these people have been aboard ship or been in a barracks with anybody to where they would understand reading a book is going to do nothing.
Right.
So what's the purpose of this again, would you mind telling me?
Well, I don't know. This is such a weird thing, for sure.
Yeah, and cultures and traditions are hard to get rid of, whether you want to or not. And I realize the cancel culture is alive and well and listening to me right now, waiting for some sort of opportunity to go, oh, there he goes again. But guess what? Walk a mile in their shoes. Walk a mile in their shoes, and then open your mouth.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. One of the things, though, of course, too, when our military is fighting, training, this kind of thing, it's supposed to be acting with a singular purpose, and we're supposed to treat one another the same.
By the way, Jeff sounded off again. He says the longer we stay closed down, the more people will accept it. Well, not these people, not the people I know.
No kidding.
All right, hold the fort. All right, folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here. By the way, if you had a .13 GPA average in your senior year in high school, would you have graduated? We'll tell you somebody that did.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542, and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
Austin and Blinken will meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in later Thursday before leaving for Anchorage, Alaska, and a Friday summit with Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Stem Cell Patch Company. And I've got one of those stem cells on my left foot and ankle. Been on there, I've been had it for a couple of weeks now, and it seems to be doing a little bit of help for me, so here they are.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and as I said, I got one of those on my left foot right now, dead center of my foot. I've had it on there for a couple of weeks, and I've been seeing what would happen, and it seems to be helping a little bit. It takes a little while to make sure it works, but I can honestly say it's doing some good things for me at the moment. So there you go. Now, back to Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. You know what a grade point average is, right?
Well, sure, yeah, GPA.
Yep. Okay. Now, normally, you have to have a decent grade point average to be able to graduate from high school or, you know, to get into college and whatnot. But what would you say if I told you a Baltimore high school, first of all, it's predominantly black, where a student made it to his senior year, passed three classes with a 0.13 GPA, and was allowed to graduate? What would you say about that?
Wow, 0.13.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that doesn't seem like that.
That doesn't even make the minimum anywhere that I know of in any school I checked.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah.
But he graduated.
Wow. Well, it's just, I don't know if it'd be somehow related to the problems the schools have been having generally, but this seems like it's pretty severe, though.
One of the worst school districts in the country sits in Baltimore, Maryland. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
And their ratings are horrible. And this particular school has been investigated since 2019, and they've been dumping money into it. I don't know where the money's going, but it certainly isn't going to teach these kids, because this kid is a prime example of somebody that never should have graduated from high school.
Well, and it's an example, too, of the failure that's going on in the system in general. And unfortunately, Captain, giving somebody a high school diploma if they have not been able to earn even the bare minimum, mm-hmm. you know, sends the wrong message, because obviously we want young people to be successful in life in whatever they do, and a big part of that is making sure that you have that high school diploma, that you've got the information. It's not even just about grade point average. It's having the knowledge to be able to go out into the world.
Now, I understand we have a John Kerry report. Is that true?
We do have a John Kerry report. That's right.
All right. So I want to talk. Let's see here. Hold on a second. I want to flip the switch here. Let me see here. Where's the switch? Okay, folks, I'm going to do something here, and we're going to bring the John Kerry report to light right now. So get ready, because here we go. Well, folks, I spotted an article on the Facebook pages yesterday, which is a news story right now, and it was, of all things, John Kerry sitting on an airplane, American Airlines to be specific, without a mask. Now, Mr. Kerry, when asked, said, well, it wasn't off that long, I just took it off for a second, and the person that took the picture said, oh, no, it was at least 5 minutes, maybe longer. So, we want to hear from the John Kerry an actor right here. Mr. Kerry, what were you doing on that airplane, and why weren't you wearing a mask?
Well, Captain, it feels like there's some St. Patrick's Day malarkey afoot on Twitter. Let's be clear, if I dropped my mask to one ear on the flight, it was momentary. I wear my mask because it saves lives and stops the spread. It's what the science tells us to do.
Good Lord. How's the ketchup working out for you?
Well, that's what John Kerry said.
He did. What a dope.
He tweeted that out.
What a dope. They must think that we're stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never any rationality here. Because I'm looking at the picture, and Senator Tom Cotton reacted to the maskless Kerry picture, said the climate czar has a history of flouting the rules. Well, of course he does.
Well, sure. Well, what didn't he say something that people like him needed to go on the private jets or something like that? None of us that I know of, we don't travel on the private jets too often. But here's the deal, as Joe Biden might say, here's the deal, right? He had his mask off, and the person that took the picture said it was like 5 minutes. He said if 5 minutes is momentarily, then John Kerry's correct. But again, it's the do as I say, not as I do group, and that's what frustrates so
okay.
many Americans.
We're getting a question about the border from one of our listeners, Lucia, and she's saying, how come no one's asked the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, or Samaritan's Purse Ministry with Franklin Graham to go in and review what's going on? Because they won't let them in. That's why. This is all about certain groups that pay the drug cartels money to be able to be in there. I could mention the churches, but I'm not going to do that to the good people that belong to those churches. But they're the same cast of characters all the time, and you are not going to see the Red Cross. You are not going to see the Salvation Army. You are not going to see Samaritan's Purse on the Mexican side of the border. You might see them on this side of the border, but not the other.
Well, right. And also, it helps them to control the messaging, too.
Sure. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want a certain message to go out, or they want silence, or they want just simply to be able to say, here's the information we're willing to give you, and don't keep asking us any more questions. I mean, that's about what's going on.
Now, we talked about this last night, and we received more confirmation about it. Wait till you hear this. Remember I told you about the judge that ruled Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State broke the law with the absentee ballot rule?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That allowed those ballots to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, John James, who had a significant lead running for senator, lost his lead. And so did Donald Trump lose his lead because in 2020, the state was allowed to count the ballots they never should have been allowed to count. That's number one. But the bad part about all this is nothing will happen. We just now know about it. That's all.
That's right. Nothing will happen. In other words, there's nothing to say, okay, go back and change the certification. But what it will do, Captain, these will continue to pile up. And the Republican Party is going to have a lot to talk about, not only in 2024, but in 2022.
Yeah, and I want to get a couple things in here, so I'm going to move pretty quick. The Alaska GOP has vowed to do everything legally permissible to prevent Senator Lisa Murkowski from being reelected. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is huge.
And now here's one that I got just about enough time to get in there. You all know who Uber is, right?
Uber, that's right, yeah.
For the first time in history, Uber will have to classify some of its drivers as workers rather than contractors, guarantee them the minimum wage, guarantee them benefits, including health insurance, and pay money towards their pension plan in the United Kingdom. Because the company will have to reclassify more than 70,000 drivers in Britain after the British Supreme Court found that these drivers deserve workplace protection based on British labor that has a middle distinction between full employees and freelancers. That story coming from the New York Times. Wait till you see. I'll bet this will happen in America. You want to bet?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to. It's going to make its way across the pond.
And I know there's Uber guys right up behind me right now sitting back there in the parking lot ready to pick up a fare at the airport or wherever. And they heard me say that. They're probably dancing in the street right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. And I guess I got time for one more thing. And here I go. President Biden has just established a commission to reform the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary, and he's packed it with radical left ideologues bent on packing the courts.
Well, again, during the campaign, when Democrats say stuff, believe them. This is exactly what they want to be able to do because they want to make sure that they simply hold on to power and can do whatever they want.
Looks like I got time for one more little thing and wrap it up here. California's finally going to open up, I think. Disneyland in California announced their reopening date after being closed for more than a year.
That's right. April 30th is the day. More than 10,000 Disney cast members are going to be going back to work, but you're going to have to make a reservation. They, of course, will have reduced capacity in the park. And from what I understand, Captain, I don't know that you can scream on the roller coaster because you could spread COVID.
Oh, only in California.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more, folks. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up here right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We do have the weather that's moving along right now. And by the way, it went over to where I told you it was going to go. We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get that free cup of coffee. But while you're there, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. Or if you got an RV, become a member of the RV Club. Okay, here we go. An oldie but goodie, and I met the guy that sang this song. Here we go.
But I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of guy.
Dion and Frankie Avalon and Bobby Rydell. I had the pleasure of being around them, and I mean being around them for 24 hours at one time down there in Sarasota at a gig that I was doing security with at the time when I was on the air down in Sarasota. Part of what I did was drive some of these celebrities around, plus provide security for them. And I got a chance to meet them. And, Kyle, that goes back a ways. But this is about, what was this about now? About 7 years ago, maybe, when I ran across them.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah, that song goes all the way back to 1961.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond the Wanderer, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember dancing to that in high school. All right, well, here we go. Going to take a look at the weather, and things have changed a little bit. A regional outbreak of severe storms and tornadoes, big-time tornadoes, is expected to shift into parts of east central Georgia, already doing that, northeastward across South Carolina and North Carolina through Thursday, with significant tornadoes, wind damage, and large hail possible. Severe thunderstorms are also possible from parts of the eastern Gulf Coast into the southern and central Appalachians. And, Kyle, you got weather on the West Coast. What's going on?
That's right, Captain. We do. We've got rain coming in for Seattle. Also, Portland looks like they're going to have rain showers here for the next few days. Down in southern Oregon, we have wind advisories coming down 395. Also, wind advisory near Medford, Oregon on Interstate 5. That'll continue down into northern California, where we have a winter storm warning near the Mount Shasta area coming down Interstate 5. I-80 out of Reno, you've got a winter weather advisory if you're heading towards the Sacramento area tonight. Other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map, glad to say. Should be pretty smooth sailing wherever you are. Our friends in Denver, looks like they've got 30 degrees right now. They're clear. Great Falls, Montana, checking in at 41. Butte, Montana at 27. And mostly clear at this hour, Captain.
Well, we've got a little bit of snow still in Kansas, down there in southeastern Kansas. It'll be going away here pretty quick as the system is changing from colder air to warmer air, and a little bit of snow in the central part of Missouri, right around I-70 and Columbia, but that's just some light snow that will be going away. Down below there, headed down towards, if you're going down to Springfield or Joplin or Branson, you do have some flood watches and some rain that's occurred down that way, so it's got all the streams stirred up. Same thing for southwestern Arkansas, for southeastern Oklahoma, for northeastern Texas and eastern Texas, I-20 going across the northern part of Louisiana all the way across tonight to Ruskin, Louisiana. You've got some problems there with some rain and wind that's going to be coming across. Now, the really severe weather, folks, right now has moved over part of it. It's all across the panhandle of Florida, all the way to Tallahassee right now, with severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, tornado watches and warnings through the area, as well as southeastern Alabama, central and southwestern Georgia, on up into the middle part of South Carolina. It's going to eventually be over into North Carolina and probably go up the East Coast. You do have some really bad weather going on right now, flood warnings, not watches, warnings, northwestern Georgia, and you've had some bad thunderstorms come wailing through there, dump a bunch of rain, as well as northern Alabama. Huntsville North, you've got some flooding going on there. Just over the line, Chattanooga, Tennessee, up into Knoxville, Tennessee, rain and flooding going on up there. If you're up there in Illinois, half of Illinois, this is the eastern part of Iowa, the upper half of Indiana, the western half of Ohio, you've got rain and flood watches and warnings scattered all through the area there. And up in Michigan, central part of Michigan, you've got some weather there. And also our new listeners up there in Sandusky, Michigan, Traverse City on down to Sandusky, I can see that you're getting rain as they got some flood watches and warnings there, too, along to that area. So be careful up there. And then, Kyle, we've got this ridiculous front that's all along the ocean from Maine and Nova Scotia all the way down to, let me see here, the South Carolina line right now, right about Savannah, for some weather, wind and rough seas and whatnot. And then we have a red flag warning that just popped up here from about Daytona down to Lake Okeechobee with, again, the threat of thunderstorms coming straight across to Jacksonville and going up the East Coast up I-95 in the next hour or two. What, tell us how to do your show there, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we will go right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, let's see here. El Presidente stepped in a big pile of you-know-what, and he's got his first diplomatic crisis with Russia because he turned around and called Vladimir Putin a killer and said he will pay the price.
Well, that came from... The history of a handful of people that those in Russia, I don't know who, I mean, we have some idea, have attempted to eliminate some dissidents.
Sure.
Those that would be by poisoning them. So we have this most recent one, Navalny. But... Biden's comment is really over the report coming from DNI saying that once again Russia tried to interfere in our elections.
Yep. Along with the Rams.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Russia's been doing this for decades.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a new phenomenon. So... I don't really know what the purpose of this entire report was, except to keep Trump in the discussion. That's all I can think of.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Biden administration is still, you know, their entire policy looks like we don't have one except whatever Trump did, we're going to undo it.
It's like watching the Keystone Cops right in front of you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because they don't know what they're doing. And every time I hear this border security or whatever, border something or another chairperson, not the DHS, I just shudder because she has no clue what she's talking about. I don't know where she's getting her talking points from, but she doesn't know what she's doing. And what she's saying, most of what she said yesterday during an interview was an outright lie. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. And the reason I say it was an outright lie is because I've been talking to people along the border, too, people that have retired that can talk, and I'm not hearing what they're selling. I'm hearing something totally different. It's twice as bad in their mouths as what you're hearing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.